I am joined in the studio this afternoon by Christine Forbes, Community Service Chairman from the Southborough and District Lions Club. And Christine joins me to talk about the Lions Club in general, but also their August Bank Holiday Art and Craft Fair. Good afternoon, Christine.
Hello, Chris. Thank you for inviting me.
My pleasure. So for those that may not know about the Lions Club, mm-hmm. Maybe we could start with that. So tell us about what the Lions Club is and how you operate and how long it's been in existence.
Absolutely. So Lions Clubs are an international, non-political, non-religious service organisation which was originally founded in Chicago, Illinois, by Melvin Jones, who at the time was a 38-year-old businessman who wanted people of various talents to work in improving their communities. As a result, there are now 1.4 million caring people in the largest service club organisation in the world, with thousands of members based in hundreds of clubs throughout the British Isles. Our mission is to empower Lions Clubs, volunteers and partners to improve health and well-being, strengthen communities and support those in need through humanitarian services and grants that impact lives globally and encourage peace and international understanding. It was thanks to the support of the Canadian Lions, who had provided invaluable support for children orphaned in the Second World War, and the intervention of Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth, the Queen Mother, that the first Lions Club was founded in London in 1950, quickly followed by Tunbridge and Brighton Lions. Today it is Sophie, the Duchess of Edinburgh, who is our Lions patron, and it was her who carried out the opening ceremony for the Lions shelter at the National Arboretum. So since we were formed in 1917, our clubs have been places where individuals join together to give their valuable time and effort to improving their communities and the world. Our vision is to be the global leader in community and humanitarian service. Our motto is, we serve. We are ordinary people doing amazing things.
Wow. So how long have you been involved in the Lions Club?
I joined probably about 18 years ago, and it was quite strange because back then, Lions was very much a male-only club, or rather it was a few years before that. So when I was approached to join, my immediate reaction was, well, no, it's male only, surely. And they said, no, we are encouraging ladies to join, or anybody that's happy to. And it was nice for me because my father was actually a Lion in Germany post-war.
Right.
So he'd served with Lions many years, and I felt really honoured and privileged that I could then carry on the good work that he'd started
Absolutely.
All those years ago.
So the Lions Club, so where did the name originate from?
Well, it's I think they what they try and say is that we roar like a lion.
Hmm.
So we're loud, we're seen, we do a lot of, well, good things, not Lions probably don't in their real life, but
yeah.
Exactly where the name, how the name came about, I really don't know. I must say, I need to research that.
No, that's okay.
Because we just know ourselves as Lions.
Yes,
And we're proud to be. I mean, it does, sometimes people say, oh, are you related to something to do with football or rugby? And I have to say, no.
Three Lions.
We're a charity.
So coming on to that, so you're a charity organisation,
yes.
So you rely on volunteers
exactly.
and people fundraising for the events.
Mm-hmm.
How does that work? Because there are so many charities around and people want to do good and they want to help people. So in terms of getting the Lions Club out there and what you do, how does that work?
Well, fortunately, a lot of people do know about Lions, and they do know that we do lots of different things. We help lots of different charities. We don't just base ourselves with one in particular. So, I mean, over the years, we've helped so many local charities. For example, just recently, we've donated to the local air ambulance. We also help out when there's disasters all over the world, because we've got so many clubs dotted all over, that if there's a tragedy, we're right there on the spot. And our money that we raise, we can send a little bit to them. And if all the clubs do it, then they all are there to help.
So you've got your finger on the pulse in terms of the organisation itself. So depending on what's happening, not just in the UK, but across the world.
Exactly.
You've obviously got contacts across the globe with the Lions Club. So you're able to, for example, the Venezuela earthquake.
Exactly.
You're then able to get in touch and say, look, how can we help? We can help. What do you need us to do? Do you need us to raise awareness?
What we tend to do is we'll get an email from Lions International asking us to donate, and we donate to a central fund. That then gets sent to the club, Lions clubs, near where the impact is. And they then decide what is needed, and they spend that money. So none of it goes to local government. It goes straight to the Lions Club, and the Lions Club assess where they are and what is needed. The same with Ukraine, for example. There's a club in Kyiv, and we're in contact with them all the time, and they will send out alerts, help, we need this sort of medical product, or we need whatever, and we then send money out to them. But when I say we, it doesn't mean just Southborough Lions. It's all the Lions Club in the world that will donate.
Do you know off the top of your head how many members there are?
Worldwide,
don't worry if you don't. It was just interesting. It just suddenly popped into my head.
Yeah, absolutely. So there are actually 1.4 million members.
Wow.
Within 45,000 clubs in more than 200 countries, making us the largest volunteer community service organisation.
That's amazing.
So once you become a Lion, obviously your time is valued, your volunteer spirit is valued, and we welcome participation from the entire family, so all your family can join in and
so
help.
Bringing it back locally in terms of West Kent and the Southborough Lions, how many members, do you know how many members you have locally?
Well, in Southborough, unfortunately, we're down to 10 members now,
right.
So we're having to work
so you
very
need more. Yeah.
We desperately do need more, because the more members we have, the less each individual has to do. And to be honest with you, it's not that onerous, but it's not like a full-time job.
No.
But there are elements where you are needed more. For example, the upcoming art and craft fair. So this particular event has been going on for more than 50 years. It was originally started by an art club within the area, and it got moved to several different organisations. And then about 15 years ago, they were going to have to fold up because they hadn't got many members, they hadn't got enough money to run the show, and they approached Southborough Lions. And at the time, Keith Burden, who was a really excellent member, said, well, we need to take this on, because otherwise it won't happen anymore. And the advantage that we've got is that obviously it's in Southborough. It's outside of Meadows School on the land just below the Hand and Sceptre. So when it first started, we put all our frames up and the artists come, and for 3 days they display their art, and people of the public come along and possibly buy some paintings. But it lacked a little bit of... there wasn't, people would come, they'd look at the art and then go again, or buy, or come back and buy. So now we have a refreshment tent. So we do coffee, tea, cold drinks.
Okay.
I bake a load of cakes and get some help for that. And actually it's lovely because people will come, some actually come to just have a cup of tea and a piece of cake and sit and just be amongst the art. We've also got a local ukulele group that come and play the ukulele.
Oh,
so that's very pleasant.
Excellent.
And we have, I mean, some amazing artists who've been coming for many years. Alwyn Kinghorn, for example, who's a Southborough resident. She's also famous for the beautiful local landscapes. So she'll often have paintings with the scene outside, with a cricket scene, with a church and the pub. And people love that.
On the green, opposite the
On the green, exactly, yes. She's also well known. For example, she designed the Southbury Town sign that's on the square.
Okay, I know,
yes. She actually designed that. And she's a lovely, lovely lady, and her husband Ian helps her. So we've also got Steve Everest, for example, and I noticed that just quite recently, when we put an advert on Facebook about our art show, he said, I've been going to this for 28 years. So that just shows.
Yes.
He does beautiful watercolours of architectural subjects, and he also takes private commissions. So you often...
So is that... All weekend, or is it just
it
the bank
is
holiday
all
Monday?
Weekend.
Okay.
No. Right. So it's the Saturday the 29th from 10 till 4.
Right.
Sunday the 30th from 10 till 4.
Yep.
And Monday the 31st. So it's literally right at the end of August.
Yeah, all the way through. I hope it's not quite as hot as it is now.
Well, I hope so, but I also hope we don't end up getting the rain.
No,
then.
I don't think so. No, it's not going to rain till December.
No, it can't for that weekend. But, and we've got, obviously I always want to thank Meadows School, because without them allowing us to use their toilets and also their kitchen, so we can boil kettles.
Important stuff. Facilities.
Absolutely. It is so important.
So how do people get involved if they want to get involved with the Lions Club?
Yes.
What's the best way to go
about
it?
Well, we've got
a
Facebook page, Southbourne District Lions Club. So people can get involved through that. They can contact me direct. And I've actually got contact details
Don't
here.
Don't give that on air, but that's fine. So
no,
we can
it's
put
actually
it on the website.
It's actually through the Southborough Lions.
So okay, I thought it was your personal email address.
No. This is actually so they can get information or they can request information.
Yeah.
So the email is southboroughlions@105se.org.
Okay.
Or
perfect.
If they want to phone, they can phone 0345 833 7485.
Okay.
And somebody will pick that up.
Perfect.
And call them.
And we'll put all of those details on our website on West Kent Radio as well, so people can see that. So
that's great.
Thank you so much for coming in, Christine. Good luck
thank
with
you.
The event over the August bank holiday weekend.
Thank you very much.
And I hope to see you again with other
Absolutely.
Events that might be coming up over
Absolutely.
The next 6 months, a year, or whatever.
Definitely.
And
we've got plenty happening,
I'm sure. So it'll be nice to see you again.
Thank you very much.
Thank you, Christine.
Okay, bye.
Bye-bye.